And now,
great to be back.
Back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
Awesome.
And your host, Bill Frank.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show on KVTA, News Talk 1520. I'm bringing fresh perspectives to Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is health and politics. Each of my guests will talk about his or her perspective on one or the other of these subjects. My next guest is a nonpartisan contender for the Ventura County Board of Supervisors 1st District. We'll discuss his platform and his campaign. Steve Bennett has been Ventura County Supervisor representing the citizens of District 1 since the year 2000. In addition, Steve serves as a vice chair on the Ventura County 1st 5 Commission. Before joining the Board of Supervisors, Supervisor Bennett served as the Ventura City Council from 1993 to 1997. Steve has been a teacher. He's been a high school administrator for 20 years at Nordoff High School up in Ojai. He is also co-author of SOAR, Save Open Space and Agricultural Resource Initiatives throughout Ventura County. He's an Ivy League grad, having graduated from Brown University. Joining me in the studio. Hi, Steve. How are you today?
Good. How are you, Bill?
Terrific. And thank you so much for coming into the studio to talk about your candidacy. And I just want to start with taking a look at the presidential campaign so far. You take a look at what the voters are concerned in. It's not the social issues anymore. It's the economy. Or as one former president said, it's the economy, stupid. So let's start about concentrating on what you'll do if you're reelected to the supervisors to help create jobs and stimulate the economy here in Ventura County.
Well, a few things, and I appreciate the question, and it is the thing that is on people's minds. First, I'll try to speak frankly to the voters about what county government can do and cannot do. I mean, we're in campaign season right now, and every candidate running for office is going to tell you they're going to be able to create all the jobs and solve all the problems, and it's just not the case. At the Board of Supervisors level, we have limited authority. We're at the end of the pipeline. We receive revenues from the federal government. We receive revenues from the state. We don't generate revenue. So I think being realistic about what the county can and cannot do. That being said, the county some time ago recognized that its most appropriate role is to try to coordinate the efforts of the other players in Ventura County so that we have an attractive package to businesses that want to locate here. And we've been able to do that, both with VECITA and with our Workforce Investment Board. And they're both organizations that the county plays active roles in, but we bring in business leaders from around the county. We bring in representatives from all of the cities, and we try to make sure that we're talking to businesses and asking them, what do you need to expand? What do you need to stay here? What do we need to do to answer questions for businesses that are thinking of locating here? And the thing that I think is most important, and what I'm most hearing from businesses, really are two things. They feel overregulated. And that's not the county passing those regulations. They're overregulated from state regulations primarily and from the federal government. So for me to pass on and lobby state legislators about this, about the effects of state regulations on these businesses. But the other thing that they cite besides being overregulated is they can't find the trained workers that they need, particularly for the kinds of businesses that we're really trying to bring in, the high-skilled, high-wage businesses. So somebody's pushing with a new energy reconservation effort. He can't find the kind of trained technical people that he needs here in Ventura County. And the Workforce Investment Board, if I could just finish, Workforce Investment Board it receives federal funding, but we appoint the members of the Workforce Investment Board, and it's really important that we make sure we take that federal funding and we talk to businesses and we actually train the workers here in Ventura County so businesses can expand their business. So getting those workers trained is what the Workforce Investment Board does, and the county government has a major role to play in making sure they stay focused.
All right. My guest is Supervisor Steve Bennett. He's running for re-election. I'm going to hone down on those two things in particular since you brought it out. That's the voice of the people, as it were. And they're looking for trained workers. I find that interesting because we have all of the colleges here. We've got Channel Islands, the Cal State University Channel Islands is here. We have Cal Lutheran that's here as institutions of higher learning. We also have our community colleges. Right. So how is there a disconnect with so many public and private educational institutions between what the workforce needs and what the workforce is receiving?
Two things in answer to your question. And that is specifically one of the jobs of the Workforce Investment Board, is to make sure the educational leaders are there. So we have the superintendent of schools and the people from the community colleges. But community colleges and education systems, after working for 25 years in education, I can say that community colleges and educational institutions in general are not quick to change. And the workforce and the workplace changes very rapidly. And so you need to have some very quick dialogue back saying, hey, things are changing. You can't continue to teach this course this way. And the other difficulty is education institutions are not being funded well enough to be able to adapt and bring in. Oftentimes, the new training requires new equipment, new technology, and if they don't have access to that new equipment, they can't train students to be able to go out and work on that. So, as you know, the automobile industry would be a classic. I mean, you saw for a long time, you know, the auto shops in high schools could not keep up. As computer technology came into cars, the auto shops could not keep up in terms of that kind of training. And same thing with the junior colleges. So it's a combination of the fact that education institutions don't change as rapidly, partially because they don't have the funding to change, and they need that quick communication. And that's what the Workforce Investment Board does, is try to make sure that match takes place.
I'm a little quizzical only, and I'm raising my eyebrow on this, only because inflation in higher education has risen much faster than healthcare inflation,
sure,
than the general rate of inflation. These sure. universities, these colleges are getting more and more money.
Mm-hmm.
It just sounds to me from your answer, the money is not being applied in the right places.
Well, certainly there is an issue of are we training where we're really seeing the need, I think, are those technically trained workers who have not necessarily gone to a four-year university, but instead they're getting that technical training so that they can come in with the laboratory work, they can come in with the other technical skills that are at that level that are not oftentimes being trained at a UCSB, for example. And so when you talk about rising inflation costs, you look at a UC system and their costs. That's different. It's the community colleges and playing that role that probably the businesses I've talked to are most looking towards.
Oh, okay. My guest is Supervisor Steve Bennett. He is running for re-election. And, Steve, you've got the phones lighting up. I've got Debbie on the line who has a question for you.
I want to know what you think SOAR has accomplished and stay open space, and what you think you'll see in the future for SOAR.
Okay, thank you, Debbie. I've got these earphones on. Do you have any other question? I'm gonna slip them off. I think I'm gonna try to slip them off. I have a funny angle. Well, I'll try to keep them on. In terms of the question, what has SOAR accomplished? What I think SOAR did when we passed the SOAR initiative, and for the listeners that don't know, back in 1998, we gathered 75,000 signatures in Ventura County, put the SOAR initiatives on the ballot, and they basically have stopped the cities from developing outside of the city growth boundaries, and have stopped the county from approving development in the agricultural rural areas, the open space or ag areas, unless they get a vote of the citizens. And what I think it's really done is it's clarified for all of us in Ventura County that this is a core value of the citizens of Ventura County. Before SOAR passed, we kept having these fights. People would say, well, people want the housing, they want the growth, and other people say, no, they don't want the growth. And this made it clear that we're happy to grow, but where we grow makes a very big difference to people in Ventura County. So we're trying to maintain those greenbelt buffers between the cities, and we're trying to drive development within existing urban areas, and it's been very successful in the city of Ventura. Downtown really started to revitalize after the SOAR initiative passed, and you started to have businesses locating there, and the development energy started to locate there. Whereas before that, it was becoming an empty shell as the development and business would move out into the suburbs, and you saw, you know, the expansion of the city of Ventura, and downtown became just all thrift stores and closed up businesses. So I think SOAR's been very good for Ventura County, and it's remarkable here in Southern California. you have the county in all in the whole country with the strongest protections against urban sprawl. And that's a pretty remarkable combination for us to have all the benefits of Southern California and yet not have all of the urban sprawl problems that you see down in the San Fernando Valley in Los Angeles. Thanks for your question, Debbie.
Debbie, great question. Thanks for calling the Bill Frank Show. Steve, I want to stay on the subject of SOAR since Debbie brought it up, and Debbie, thank you for doing that. The local economists here at both the universities have talked about SOAR, and SOAR has had some unintended consequences. For example, SOAR, because of the limitation on the housing, prevented it and buffered us against the downturn in construction when all of the construction workers were laid off. But by the same token, it also buffers us against any large mushrooming growth as well at the same time. During the time that SOAR has been enacted, also, several cities have missed their mandates for lower income housing to be built during those times. And we've passed up hundreds of thousands of dollars in state and federal money because we've missed those gates. SOAR is coming up for reconsideration during this term. So if you're reelected, first of all, how are we going to view SOAR? What approach are we going to take with it? And second of all, how is SOAR figuring into your campaign for reelection?
Well, when you talk about SOAR figuring into my campaign, I'll start with that first. I think a fundamental question that that voters have is who can they feel the greatest confidence in that they're going to continue to make sure Ventura County stays as this semi-rural county and doesn't start to adopt the piecemeal development that has caused urban sprawl to take over the San Fernando Valley. I mean, the classic with the San Fernando Valley is there was never a plan that they were going to pave over the whole San Fernando Valley, but it was done piecemeal. It was this one, then this one, then this one, and so you had a series of piecemeal developments come in.
All right. Steve, we've got another caller. We've got Kate on the line. Kate, you've got a question for Steve Bennett?
So I'm just concerned about pensions. You know, I was reading about it in the newspaper today, and it seems like some of these pensions, like I guess Bob Roper's and the hundreds of thousands, it doesn't seem sustainable. So I'm wondering, you know, what's the solution for sustainable pensions for middle-class people but not pensions that break the bank?
Well, thanks for your question, Kate. And one of the things I'm really proud of the fact that the Ventura County Star recently endorsed me. And one of the major reasons that the Star listed for an endorsement was that they said that I've been a leader on pension reform, that long before it was politically popular, I had started on pension reform, and that as a result of that, Ventura County is in much better shape than most other counties because we did not engage in giving away the big pensions that most of the other local governments around us were giving back in the mid-2000s. Now what we really have to do, I think the biggest problem we have are that these large pensions, these over $200,000 pensions, that's really eroding the public support for the whole defined benefit pension program. And we have to change policies, and it's difficult because of court cases, et cetera, that say you can't take away a benefit once it's granted. But we have to change our policies, and we've been proactive in doing that. We're dramatically decreasing the number of people that are going to be able to retire with those really high pensions. So getting rid of those, because we've been overall, even the Ventura County Taxpayers Association agrees that the vast majority of Ventura County employees receive modest pensions and that those aren't the problems. The problems are those big, high, over $200,000 pensions that I think really having a problem with the public support.
Kate, thank you so much for your question, and thank you for calling the Bill Frank Show. We've got another caller, Wolf. Wolf on the line. Wolf, you've got a question for Supervisor Bennett?
Yes, I do. Here it is. Mr. Bennett, what do you consider your two most important achievements to benefit people of Ventura County since you began your work in public service? And what do you look forward to now that might compare in significance to those achievements if you're elected?
Well, when I came into office, the county had zero reserves. When I came into office, and I might point out that we only have 2 minutes left, so I'm going to be quick. When I came into office, the county had zero reserves. I diligently worked at that. I'm really proud of the fact that 10 years later, we now have over 10% of our budget in reserves. Our county, by almost everybody's measure, is one of the most fiscally responsible counties, lots of fiscal integrity, and it's because of the budget discipline, and I think I played a major role in that budget discipline. The second thing is to reinvigorate some of the programs, social service programs, like for foster children that we have here in Ventura County, and re-stimulate the recruiting of foster homes. A child is going to be much healthier if they grow up in a family rather than in an institution. In terms of moving forward, pension reform is what I would put on the same on a par with the solving the budget. We've got to get the pension so that it stays at a sustainable percentage of our overall budget that we allocate for salaries. It should be the same percentage going for pensions, not a growing, unsustainable amount in terms of the pension. And the other major thing is the fact that SOAR will be coming up for renewal during the term, I believe during the term of this person that's elected, is to make sure that Ventura County continues these good policies that keep our county, this semi-rural county that is standing up to the urban sprawl pressure that is relentless, and the developers are masters at putting that pressure on elected officials. Those two things are important goals, pension reform.
Well, thank you so much for your question, and thank you for calling in the Bill Frank Show. My guest has been Supervisor Steve Bennett. He is up for re-election for this term to the to the Board of Supervisors here in Ventura County. Steve, if people are intrigued, they want to learn more about your platform, learn more about what you've done and what you can do for the people of Ventura County, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
They could go to my website, BennettForSupervisor.com.
That's BennettForSupervisor.com. Steve, thank you so much for coming into the studio. It has been a delight. And I'll be back with my next guest after these words from our sponsors.